a better offer. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. Matthew 7:12. I need to cancel plans on Friday because I have the opportunity to go out of town with friends, Anne said. Marcia felt rejected, unloved, and inconsequential again as Anne canceled their weekly prayer and Bible study time because a better offer came along. At least, Marcia thought, she didn't cancel on me this time because she needed to get her nails done. How do you treat friends, colleagues, and acquaintances? Do you remain committed to your responsibilities? What are your priorities? Do you take on more than you can handle? Do you not give 100% to a task or relationship? Jesus took responsibilities, commitments, and obligations seriously. In fact, Jesus said, "Simply let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." Satan desires for us to be stressed out, overcommitted, and not able to do anything well. Satan delights when we treat others in an unkind, offensive manner. However, God, upon request, will help us prioritize our commitments so that our yes is yes and our no is no. Then in everything we do, we are liberated to do to others as we would have them do to us. Lord, please prioritize my commitments to enable me in everything to do to others as I would desire for them to do to me. Amen. The Lord wrote this devotional, A Better Offer, through me, Tina Ilakwa, and it is published in 365 Daily Whispers of Wisdom for Busy Women.